I'm filling in for Rachel Martin this weekend, but my usual post is out in East Asia, where I cover Japan. The Japanese pay a lot of attention to proportion and design. You can see it everywhere, even in places you might not think to look, like inside lunchboxes. Japanese moms can transform ordinary lunch ingredients, like ham or rice, into cute little pandas or pigs or even famous people's faces. It's called character bento, or karaben for short. I wanted to try it out for myself, so I went to a class in a neighborhood just outside Tokyo.
Konnichiwa.
Tomomi Maruo has been teaching karaben at her home for the past 13 years.
My kids brought karaben to the kindergarten, and his friends saw that bento, and mom would start asking me about how to make the karaben. So that's why how I started teaching.
And what's the craziest thing you ever made?
Obama.
You made Obama with rice?
Yes. I made his face with ham and seaweed.
Ham and seaweed. Maruo keeps a photo album full of her elaborate creations, the Mona Lisa, her skin made with rice and her facial lines with dried seaweed cutouts, various Pokemon, the Japanese Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe. Yeah.
My son requested this when he...
Karaben is fairly typical in Japan, where the culture puts a premium on packaging. For this class, since I admitted I'm not gifted in the culinary arts, Maruo settles on teaching us how to make pig-faced rice balls and on how to turn a small ham and cheese sandwich into a pretty flower.
I'm so nervous!
She seats us around her dinner table at matching egg-shaped placemats. The creations will only be the size of individual pieces of sushi, but require an investment of a precious commodity.
How much time do you expect it to take?
For the pig, maybe about 10 to 15 minutes. And the flour sandwich, about 20 minutes, I guess.
The moms in class say they don't do it every day, but on mornings they make karaben, they block out 90 minutes to make lunch. Not every Japanese parent wants to do this, but the cultural pressure is high because it's hard to be the parent whose kid has a lame lunch.
I think it's oppressive.
Margarita Estevez Abe is a political science professor at Syracuse University. She specializes in gender issues in Japan.
So Japan is very unique among OECD countries in having lots of highly skilled mothers staying home, looking after one child or two children. And in a sense, they have a lot of time in their hands.
How Japanese women are spending their time is a hot topic these days as the government attempts to push more women into its shrinking workforce. Japanese women boast bigger numbers of college grads than men, but roughly 70% of them quit working after having a baby. That's compared to one-third of moms in the U.S. Japanese moms cite a combination of their country's long work hours, a lack of daycare, and cultural pressures as reasons they stay home. Estevez Abe explains.
Japan still remains to be a very conservative society, and it's interesting that the conservative people in Japan really emphasize the importance of meals and lunchboxes cooked by their mothers.
If women don't work in bigger numbers, Japan is looking at a 10% drop in its workforce by 2030 because of its aging and shrinking population. In the meantime, there's bento. It took me almost an hour, but I managed to fashion a flower and a pig face.
I couldn't cut the eyes very well.
Cute. An hour's work that these women gladly do. Satoko Sano is mom to a 10-year-old boy.
It's worth it because we see how happy our kids become, so we'll do our best.
A little love in a lunchbox.